And now, a commentary from Chris Fitzsimon, the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
Here are a few interesting numbers about North Carolina's experiment with two virtual charter schools run by out-of-state for-profit companies. It's been 11 months since the two virtual charters opened, and they've received $14.5 million of taxpayer funding. Things didn't go so well in the first year of the school's operation. Roughly 30% of the students dropped out. That's above the 25% maximum dropout rate allowed in state law. But the budget Governor Pat McCrory recently signed changes the way dropout rates for virtual charter schools are calculated. The same budget also lowers the percentage of teachers at the virtual charters who are required to live in North Carolina. And just 2 weeks ago, the company that runs one of the virtual charter schools reached a settlement with the state of California over claims that the school manipulated attendance records, misled parents, and overstated the academic progress of students at its online schools. All in all, not exactly a banner year for the virtual charter experiment, but the funding for the flawed program continues. I'm Chris Fitzsimon.